18th Annual General Conference Session. Friday morning, November 7, 1879, 33 delegates from 16 conferences assembled in the tabernacle for the opening of the 18th Annual General Conference Session. In a few days, 20 conferences and 2 missions were represented by 39 delegates. At the third meeting held the afternoon of November 10, the nominating committee presented its report. For President, Elder James White. For Secretary, Elder Uriah Smith. For Treasurer, Mrs. M.J. Chapman. For Executive Committee, Elder James White, Elder S.N. Haskell, and Elder George I. Butler. The report was adopted, with each name considered separately. The program of the session was varied from day to day, with meetings of the associations and societies interspersed with the regular business sessions. The delegates considered the progress and welfare of the cause in America and overseas. An action calling for a missionary board seconded the initial steps taken in the special session in April. A committee of 9 was elected, and W.C. White was chosen as the secretary. This board was to act under the advice of the General Conference Committee and to report annually. Ellen White was an active participant in the activities of the session, and according to the minutes, when the members of the missionary board were elected, Ellen White made some very stirring remarks on the subject of missionary work, the Review and Herald, December 4, 1879. In all, 18 meetings were held during the session between November 7 and December 1, with numerous far-reaching actions passed. One such action related to the responsibility of ministers in instructing new converts. It read, "Resolved, that it should not be considered that any minister has fully discharged his duty in any new field where a company of Sabbath keepers has been raised up, until he has fully advocated, in public and in private, the subjects of health and temperance and spiritual gifts, and organized systematic benevolence, and a failure in this should be considered worthy of censure, and the auditing committee should take this into account when settling with him." Ibid, November 20, 1879. Another action, this one involving James and Ellen White, was rather sweeping. "Resolved, that this conference cordially invite our beloved brother and sister, Elder James White and wife, so far as possible, and consistent with their many other duties, to attend one general meeting in each conference annually, that the benefit of their great experience and their verbal testimonies may be enjoyed in all parts of the great field." Ibid. As James White was in the chair at the time this action was passed, it seems clear that his devotion to the cause must have overpowered his good judgment. At another meeting, an action that would ease their work was presented and passed. With the preamble, it reads, "The Committee on Resolutions were instructed to convey to Sister White the sympathy of the conference in her work, and also to consider by what means both Brother and Sister White can be provided with better facilities for accomplishing the work they have in hand." Ibid, December 4, 1879. The session appointed a committee to consider the matter of a more extensive circulation of the writings of Mrs. E.G. White. On the morning of November 25, its report was presented and accepted. "Whereas, our past experience has fully proved that our prosperity as a people is always in proportion to the degree of confidence we cherish in the work of the Spirit of prophecy in our midst, and whereas, we have found that the most effectual way to meet and disarm this opposition is either to secure the personal labors of the one through whom we believe that the Lord has spoken, or to freely circulate her writings, and whereas, great light is shown upon us through this channel, which not only our own people greatly need, but which would be a blessing to the world, remove prejudice, and break the force of the bitter attacks of the enemies of the truth, therefore, resolved, that we urge upon our ministers and tract societies the importance of making earnest efforts to extend the circulation of the volumes of the Spirit of prophecy and the testimonies for the Church among our own people, till these shall be in every family of believers. Resolved, that we recommend the SDA, Publishing Association to issue an attractive form such of her writings as would be of general interest to the reading public who are not of our faith, to be placed in public libraries, reading rooms, on shipboard, etc., by canvassers and tract and missionary society workers where they, as well as our other standard works, may be accessible to the people. IBID. In connection with this sweeping set of resolutions was an action that called for the publication of a small edition of her earliest writings, now out of print, to bring all her writings within reach of those anxious to obtain them. This action was met in the publication of early writings late in 1882.